Do not be fooled or mistaken. Thieves hide along the path with intent to steal. Do not be naive. Enemies to extraordinary know its path, but rather than use it, seek to slay those that choose it. Remain vigilant. If average can't steal your dream or kill your determination, it will do everything in its power to destroy your path to extraordinary. But take heart. Beating average and living in extraordinary is just a few keys away. No, victory is not automatic or free, but it is also not far. In fact, you will find these keys are just a few more feet beneath the surface of your heart, and they've been there all along. Keep this map close to you. See it on your bookshelf as a reminder. Revisit it like an old friend that always has your back and best interest in mind. Although I can't guarantee what these keys will empower you to do, I do know who it will empower you to become, a person of extraordinary living. I have discovered there is no better way of beating average than to empower the extraordinary that dwells within us through the principles we will uncover throughout the rest of this book. Don't get too comfortable. Pack your bags. We are headed to extraordinary.
Welcome to the Beating Average podcast, hosted by Kenneth Kolasch, featuring speakers and content that will help you write your story to extraordinary.
Well, hello, friends and first-time attendees to the Beating Average podcast. My name is Kenneth Kolasch, and you just heard a quick snapshot of my first new book, Beating Average, A Story to Extraordinary. It is available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, KennethKolasch.com, and of course, everywhere else that books are sold. If you want, you can leave a review wherever you buy to encourage someone else to begin their Beating Average journey. And of course, follow me on social media. My handle is Kenneth Kolasch, to join the inner circle of what God is doing in all of our lives. Send us your Beating Average success stories and testimonies to beatingaverage@gmail.com so we can read them on the show and inspire others along their story to extraordinary. And remember, rate, review, share, and subscribe to this podcast to be a success spreader instead of just a success spectator. So let's get into it. I hope you enjoyed our first series called Foundations, packed with three incredible episodes that kicked off this Beating Average podcast. And I'd like to introduce you to our next series called Engaging the Enemy. I am super excited about this. God has been rocking my mind and my heart with all the different things that He wants to share through this podcast over the next few weeks. We are going to talk about, in this Engaging the Enemy series, about your arsenal, your allies, and of course, your activation, aka what you've got, who you know, and what you're doing. So let's start with this. Every engagement with the enemy requires a beefed up arsenal of effective weaponry, doesn't it? This series will help you steward what you've got, your talents and gifts, your material and monetary resources, and of course your current knowledge, understanding, and wisdom to add, multiply, and even receive more. And every engagement also with a hostile necessitates strong allies to stack the odds of victory in your favor. Isn't that obvious? This series will help you grow who you know, relationships you're already in, or maybe relationships you haven't even started yet, so you never have to fight the battle alone. And lastly, every engagement that we're going to cover here certainly guarantees you will have to activate at some point in order to take ground against the adversary. This series will help you improve what you're doing in secret and in public, which is important for courage, integrity, and steadfastness in any engagement against the enemy that you take. So the first episode of this powerful Engaging the Enemy series is going to be called Amplifying Your Arsenal Against Average. So let's talk about it. Let's talk about your arsenal, aka what you got, and how you can steward it to amplify it. The first question we'll be asking, of course, is what? Which helps us know the inventory we're working with. The second question we'll be asking is around how, which helps us know if we're amplifying or maybe minimizing the things in our arsenal. So what is your arsenal? No, I don't mean like the commercial man saying, what's in your wallet? Let me give you a hint. What's in your internal inventory is significantly more powerful than what's in your external wallet. What I'm referring to is your reservoir of extraordinary gifts and talents hidden inside your arsenal that maybe you've used, maybe you haven't used yet. What gifts and talents are in your inventory and at your service, but may be collecting dust deep down in the arsenal of your heart? You might fire back at my question with a question of your own, like, Well, how do I know or find what my gifts and talents are, especially if they've been undiscovered or lost within me all this time? Or maybe you respond with a statement like, I don't think I have any gifts or talents. Well, let me help. When taking inventory of your arsenal, I like to think of gifts like this. Gifts are the intangible, internal, and supernatural attributes that have an extraordinary impact against average every time you activate them. For example, let's take the gift of hospitality. It's beautiful because it's so much more than just a, you know, unique home designer or a gourmet chef that makes you homemade meals. It's the intangible, supernatural way someone can carry that peaceful, serving, and rejuvenating presence with them wherever they go, no matter what the circumstance. And what an amazing gift that is, that I definitely don't have personally. But I'm extremely blessed by the friends that I have in my life that do have that gift and use it to amplify their arsenal against average. Next, I like to think of talents like this. They're a little bit different than gifts. Talents are the physical, external, and favored assets that give someone an extraordinary advantage against average every time they're implemented. For example, you may have been entrusted with talents like family that love you, or finances that pay for great opportunities, or skills that open doors for you to hire arenas. Whatever your talents are, they're important because they are so much more than just the hand you were dealt, quote unquote. They're the physical, situational assets you choose to use as a blessing or a complaint. Certainly none of us earned our talents or purchased them. We inherited them or received them from someone else. But we do choose whether those talents amplify or disarm our arsenal against average. So let's amplify. Let's steward our gifts and talents in a way that multiplies what's in our arsenal against average to another level. So here's a few tips to amplify your arsenal of gifts and talents against average. Tip number one, desire them instead of despise them. Complaining is like a curse, and coveting is definitely like a poison. So don't disintegrate your arsenal and the amazing things that you have within you by despising your assets or even another person's gifts or talents. Be grateful for your gifts and appreciate your talents because it's okay to desire more as long as you have the right motive. Tip number two, use them instead of hide them. Anything you bury is bound to die or is already dead. God can resurrect your gifts and talents that were ignorantly hidden in your past, certainly, but he won't honor assets intentionally buried, being obedient to fear instead of him. Trust in the giver of your gifts and provider of your talents to amplify your arsenal against average as you use them. Tip number three, refine them instead of return them. If at first you fail, good. Failure is fertilizer for future success and pruning against present pride. Never return your gifts and talents to the maker due to faulty functioning or missing pieces. Just get out the instructions and refine your product. Failure indicates the need for refinement and maturity in the use of your arsenal against average. Definitely not to throw away your gifts or talents. Tip number four, serve them instead of sell them. This isn't about dollars and cents. It's about attitude and motive. A serving perspective innately inspires creativity, humility, and energy. It says, how much can I possibly add to someone else in value? While a selling disposition immediately triggers compromise, anxiety, and exhaustion. If you try and sell your gifts and talents, you'll only end up selling yourself short. But if you take the high road to serve them instead, you'll end up profiting in a major way and certainly amplify your arsenal against average. So there are a few instructions, a few tips on how to amplify your arsenal against average. Next time, of course, we'll be discussing the allies that, if utilized, will play a big role in stacking the odds in your favor. Trust me, guys, the best is yet to come in this series as we are engaging the enemy and amplifying our arsenal against average. God bless you, your family, and your purpose in Christ Jesus. Use these tips over the next week, and I'll see you in the next episode of the Beating Average Podcast.
Thank you for joining us on the Beating Average Podcast. Remember to subscribe, follow Kenneth on social media, and check out his latest book at kennethkolash.com.